At the Exploratorium, San Francisco's beloved science museum, Fred Stein leans out over a group of colored circles projected on the floor.
And you can see the overlap of the blue and the red is this magenta, this hot pink color.
Stein is leading a workshop with several dozen teachers from Sonoma Valley Unified School District. This morning, they're investigating how our eyes perceive light.
What might be mixing inside your eyes? Which cells are activated? And when two cells are particularly going, that's the color you'd get with red and blue. With green and red, you get this yellow.
The teachers are sort of acting like kids as they kneel on the floor and wave their hands through the pools of color. That excitement will transfer back into the classroom this fall as the teachers lead their own scientific investigations.
It's the same process they use in the classroom. They can take those skills and that experience and that knowledge and use similar strategies with the students.
That's Maite Ituri, the principal of Alvarado Elementary School. 6 years ago, Alvarado began a partnership with the Exploratorium with the goal of getting more science into the classroom.
And part of it was as a result of No Child Left Behind, really narrowing the focus of curriculum on English and math to the detriment of science and social studies.
Ituri says science is an ideal way to strengthen English skills. For example, the kindergarten and first grade kids learn about snails.
They'll ask questions about what can the snails eat, what kinds of terrain do they like to walk on. And so students not only learning the parts of the body and the snail cycle, but they're also learning about what they do and how they survive. And that language is then incorporated into their everyday activities.
Since introducing science-based inquiry into the classroom, she's seen big effects on the students.
Their daily language development has increased, and their interest and their curiosity has definitely grown. I work with a little girl who now we drive down the road, and she's, why this? Why that? They're definitely asking more questions about the world around them.
The kids get so excited about what they're discovering and exploring about. The talk is natural to them. It really emanates from their curiosity and excitement. That allows a teacher to work with that language to help them progress.
Lynn Rankin works at the Exploratorium's Institute for Inquiry. In 2010, the museum received a 5-year innovation grant from the U.S. Department of Education. That's allowed them to expand the program from just Alvarado School to the whole Sonoma Valley District. Now they're working on perfecting the workshop model so it can be brought to classrooms around the nation. But first, science instructor Fred Stein has to help the visiting teachers work through the magic of color. He points out something strange happens when red, blue, and green light mix together.
They really do. When they all mix together, our eyes perceive that as white.
Final workshop step?
They're going to present to each other the investigations they've been doing all morning, and hopefully this will help them think, what's going on when I've stared at that thing for so long is that these two colors are mixing together. Hopefully, and if not, we'll sort it out.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton in San Francisco.